hanging on my girl.
Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all just coming to y'all thing. I don't know if y'all bother each other or whatever. We might check on each other or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. No, we check on each other.
But you ain't. This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here, we encourage metaphorically intuned visionaries to express themselves through the art. And hey, you never know, what you have to say might be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who's listening via web. I can't see you, but I do appreciate you taking the time out on this Tuesday night to rock out with me. And we're about to go ahead and slide on in to the very first round of Lyrical Cypher. I hope you're feeling good. I know that I am. So let's get it.
Yo, I feel like I'm 15 years old in this joint.
Something you can vibe to.
13 to 9,
yeah, yours, yeah. All place.
This track takes me way back to being a child. Waking up in the summer, bright eyes and big smile. I ain't gotta go to school and I'm cool with that. Free breakfast at the rec where the food is at. Chocolate milk in a donut, I'm back outside.
What up?
Football in the street, small bodies collide. With the concrete, somebody call out time. We had to move to the side, let the cars pass by. They back in the street, we playing again. But it ain't official till somebody call time in. Time in. Ends of the evening, my family is part of. And grandmother drinking Seagram's, grandfather drink Bacardi and Coke. House filled with smoke from cigarettes. Commodores on vinyl, Sam Cooke on cassette. Cupid, please draw back your hold through this living room of drunks. Just let your arrow go before somebody throw a punch and start fighting again.
Yep.
Yeah, it happened every weekend at the Tumble Inn. That's what my house was called. It's like the best of both worlds. We brawl and have a ball in the same breath, in the same night. You can have a fair party and a fair fight. From like sunset Friday night to like sunrise Monday morn, this is how we got it on. I don't know about y'all, but I'm born for this. See, my life is the best of performances. I'm just waiting for cameramen to leap out of the bushes to show me some more video footage of mama cooking. The big wooden fork and the spoon up on the wall. The Jesus Christ prophet in the car playing dog. I know this ain't the typical format for songs, but why tell a story if I ain't gon' tell it all? The bad, the good, the birds, the hood, the love, the fear, the birth, the death, the tears, the smiles, the wild things that we used to do. Still cable, water, gas, and electric too. So if you happy to be alive, happy that you survive, happy that you found the love of God inside, and feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, I feel good.
Come on.
Yo, happy to be alive, happy that you survive, happy that you found the love of God inside, and feel good, say it, we feel good, say it, we feel good, say it, we feel good. Yo, happy to be alive, happy that you survive, happy that we found the love of God inside. I feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, you feel good, say it, we feel good.
Yo, 1-3, Paul Play, Lafayette yours, in the studio with my man, the right motion view, doing the right thing,
on the VA,
and y'all never thought y'all be dancing to spoken word,
holding me down,
check, 13 to Nazareth, in the building,
uh-huh.
Yeah,
and I'm out,
uh-huh,
and I'm happy.
happy to be alive. Happy that I survived. Happy that I found the love of God inside. I feel good, say it. I feel good, say it. I feel good, say it. I feel good, put your hands up in the sky. Put your hands up in the sky. Swing them from the left to right. Swing them.
It is for me. Cause what God has for me, what God has for me, yeah, what God has for me, it is for me, oh, 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 it is for me.
It's Bacardi and rum. She be looking like she cooking when she under the sun. Got a body like a goddess, apple bottom on Ducati. Shorty is the hottest thing that walk up in the party. Rocking the club, popping bottles above. Got the kinky, make them freak me, up the shocker with love. In bikini up a thong, smoking cheeks up in the bong. They greet me when they see me, once I freak them, then I'm gone. Pretty, hot, and tempting. Pretty, hot, and tempting, looking for attention. Pretty, hot, and tempting. These are my confessions, make me wanna like I'm Usher. Pretty like I'm Ricky, pleasure pee and put them under. And over my shoulder, attention, my soldier. You have become the potential beholder. Beauty and grace, got your booty and lace. Just hold up, wait, no more debate. Can't forget to mention, she look like she's three dimensions. 36, 24, 36 perfection. Pretty, hot, and tempting. Pretty, hot, and tempting, looking for attention. Flipping and I'm sliding, steering, gripping and I'm riding. Driving through the telly, making numerous deposits. You can be my lady, going with D'Angelo crazy. Even have my baby, the genetics are amazing. And blazing like Cajun, with sexy persuasion. Loving contagion, like a quarantine agent. The angel above, delicate as a dove. And you know we have it all, live it up and just ball. Pretty, hot, and tempting. Pretty, hot, and tempting, looking for attention.
It's about to go down. It's time for a turnaround. No more hanging around old friends and going to familiar stomping grounds. It's time for a change. Have you ever woke up in a cold bed of night in such a fright? And you reach for me, but all you can do is grab your pillow and hold on tight. And as you cry and you wonder why, but you still don't give up, and you ask why, but yes, you still try. It's time for a change. But don't ask for change if you can't reciprocate the same feeling. But change is good, but sometimes misunderstood. Change is an adjustment. You have the ability and the drive to adjust to any environment you're in. Once you put your mind to it, and you can do it, just like change. People will always make mistakes. I made a few myself. But riddle me this. People say lesson learned. But what good is the lesson if you have never learned from it? The brain must break down and process, just like change. And once you can understand that change should happen and it is needed, you don't have to search for it. It's within self. Then self will start to change. A change is coming.
Thinking out loud, ain't got a meal but I got a few thou. Dance on the rear, make her say ah. Party over here, move in the crowd. Stepping on stage, more than a two-step. East Coast rave, born in the first state. Fire I blaze, days in the main. Got a lot of purple, calling me Haze. And I sway like 45 shade. Just get money, Junior Mafia say. Made a deal on the block, got paid. Deals with the rock stars, got made. No, not a slave, do my own thing. Switch colors of my clothes like a mood ring. Rock for the people, not for the label. Like tissue, money on the table. Straw hat, tilt with an angle. Ribbon that match, down to the ankles. Stop with the fables, cause they ain't true. Let's get money like time when the cable do. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud, no ice grill with a Colgate smile. Ask if I care, I be like nah. Keep a chick heels in the air like clouds. They be like wow, how'd he get that? Cause I move a pound of the loud for a stack. You can talk slick, but ain't got ish. Lame in the game, ain't got no friends. Don't try to play me for a clown. You would get punched right straight in the mouth. Born up north, raised down south. Where them boys pull things, let them air out. In case town, yes it goes down. It could be late or daybreak now. Even up top, them things get popped. So I get in, get out, and don't stop. No, not a pump, but far from a dum-dum. Even in a parked car, you can get pum-pum. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud. I get in, get up, and get down. Party with friends in a penthouse house. That's how it is, or you can get out. Hands in the air, body rocking, bobbing, weaving, like you're boxing. Just for the evening, don't be a heathen. Look around, tricks for the treating. Like Halloween, St. Patty Green, Christmas wishes, New Year's Eve. This be an anthem for a dancer. Body enhancement, moving master. Dance floor, no place to park. Baby got back and placed it on the golden zip like polling strip. Private dancing, I had to sit. So remarkable and rhetorical, overcomes all of the obstacles that he faced in a ratty race. Never disgraced, but so complacent. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Just thinking.
righteous souls, the righteous souls, the chosen souls.
This song right here, dedicated to
all those souls,
all those souls
struggling between the chest and the chest.
I was thinking about hope as I looked towards the hills from which cometh my help. Blue eyes and brown eyes, I see visions, hoping to see something great at the end of the rainbow, the end of a prosperity. The long way straight, not broad and narrow, not great things and arrows, but hope for a life of prosperity, hope for a life there in heaven. Great things as we think about life as we know it. Seemingly great, we continue to provide in the greatness and faith we show it. hoping to see something of the youth today that we grow up and be the ways that we should be brought up, pointed to great things, a point of a control, self-control with greatness of the meekness. Still I hope to see better days and lives before I can lie down and die and cry. But still I hope I can see today that my strength is stronger than it used to be, stronger than it was. It's just the beginning because my strength is hope. Hope is what I live for. Hope is who I am. Truth.
Yeah, this shit right here, y'all. Yeah, this that new vibe. Check it back for a second to the AZ days. Yeah, I'm just another overrated quote and underrated MC. Which one is true? Which one is false? Both fit with MV. Philosophical thoughts is too deep for a shallow mind. But they'll still catch it, cause faith tells me without a sign. It's nothing like the first few verses. This is deeper like a woman who can cook through it all. This a keeper, I've been ran out of ink, but my message would never fail. Though a blind man can even read this to check the braille flow. I leave a mark, I leave an indention. This is my legacy, reminiscing on memories. All the places I'd rather be gone. See everybody talking, procrastinating what they gon' do. Don't even speak your mind, I respect the grind. But see it through, don't even know how to be a sore thumb. It's war, son, speaking the code, count clicks. See, this is more, son. You heard the phrase, you know the name, this is my stage. We lose our soldiers and faith, I'm building up the rage. I'm back to flipping another page, what can I say? Look what I made, hope I say. They are the rage in the deal, because I ain't saved. The mixture, flipping these scriptures, that's me. Lyrical picture, wait till it hits ya, I see. Even the greatest fall off and pick it up again. Procrastination and hesitation, what have you stuck again? Yo, no weapon formed, I got God in my holster. I'm loving life while I'm living life like I'm supposed to go. Just live with another overrated quote and say, I'm back.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Chyna, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show, and I just want to say I'm back. So, glad to have you guys in the building with me. I appreciate you guys taking time out on this Tuesday night to rock out with me. I'm so excited. And I hope you guys enjoy the first round. So, again, I'm actually about to open up the first round of anybody who wants to do a shout-out, open mic, if you want to spit poetry, you want to sing, you want to rap, you want to tell a short story, you want to make us laugh, shoot, even make us cry just a little bit. I'm down with it because your gift deserves to be heard. You just want to share or say a couple things or let us know what's going on in your community. And if you have a business, that's what this is all about. I support people on and off the stage, so it's not all about that. I support your gift because everybody on this earth has a gift. Some people have many. Some people have one. Whatever it is, if you're good at it, feel free to share that. You know, because I feel like that's how we connect. We connect like a jigsaw puzzle. And I'm excited to be able to provide you with this platform so you can express yourself and be yourself. And you accept it as yourself. With that being said, I got Miss Nikki on the line. What's up, Nikki? How you doing?
Hey, girl. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm actually great. I was just called in today to share my good news and my testimony with everybody. I've been studying to take my entrance exam for my nursing, for my LVN, and I passed today.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So I start school in December 6th.
Awesome.
Yeah, I decided to go back to school, so I said, you know what, I ain't going to wait no more. I just turned 50 on the 12th of last month, so I was just like, you know what, ain't no better time than right now, so I might as well
go. No, man, you are not 50. I don't believe it. I do not believe it.
Yes, I am.
Well, you look amazing.
Yes, thank you so much. I wanted to share with you guys, so... If you don't hear from me for another couple of months, you know I'm cramming.
I got you, girl. I said, dang, she be in my neck of the woods. Don't tell nobody. I got to see it on Facebook. Okay.
Girl, I was there for 2 weeks, and that's not where I was supposed to be, believe it or not. I was supposed to be in Miami, but we got, anyway, Everything got turned around. And I ended up in Myrtle Beach.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, but I did enjoy myself, though.
All right. Are you enjoying married life? I'm so happy because I feel like y'all lyrical type of couple. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right. I'm trying to get him to call in. I guess once we get home, he's still long enough to, you know, for us both to call in. But he's been out there working, so he's supposed to be home soon. So we'll see.
Right. But it's all good. I just appreciate y'all's continued support. I've been doing this thing for a long time. November 12th will make it 8 years. We've been rocking with the lyrical. So I'm very grateful. I just want to give a big shout out to Tell Me I Can Radio for just providing me with an opportunity. And then I actually wrote the vision and made it plain. And they just asked me, I just want to say a big shout out to Ken Vereen, who said, hey, China, what do you think about having your own radio show? I was like, oh, I never did it before. I almost walked away. Prayed on it.
And you did it, girl. You did it.
Within minutes, I prayed on it. He said, think of a name. I came up with a lyrical cipher radio show. We did it every Sunday and every Tuesday for, I think I was with them for about 3 years, 2 or 3 years. And after that, I ventured off and did my own thing. And I just took lyrical cipher, to my own platform, same platform, but just not under another entity. And, it's been awesome.
Wow, that's amazing. That is amazing.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that story,
so
but I'm grateful.
Congratulations. Yes,
thank
congratulations
you.
In order.
Thank you. One thing I do want to...
That's awesome.
Yes, I'm very, very grateful. I can't complain at all. And thank you so much. Did you want to share any poetry, anything? Tonight?
No, I haven't written anything in such a long time, but since Broken Pieces of Me, that was the last thing I wrote, and from that point, that's when I decided I was going back to nursing school.
I love it.
So, I will be writing again probably between now and me starting school, just, to get my mind ready for all this writing that I'm about to do. But until then, I will be calling in and listening in,
Cool beans. Well, thank you so much. Thank you. Please stay on the line. And for everybody who's listening to the show, I got a lot of people who listen via web. I have more listeners via web. So I want you to know that you are heard and seen by me. Thank you so much, Nikki. You're heard and seen by me. I get a chance to see the set. So y'all already know I got to give y'all a shout out because it would not be right. Big shout out to, we got New York in the building listening to the show. We got Florida in the building. We got 89% of the United States, somebody out of each one of those states, even if it's just one person out of the state. Denver, Colorado. We got South Carolina in the building. We got people in North Carolina, all over North Carolina listening. We also have people in California listening, Texas, Vegas. We got a lot of different people listening from everywhere all over the United States. But I do want to say a big shout out to Paris, London. You guys have been rocking with me since 2010. Well, actually 2009 and 10. So, and I've been on their airways as well. And they've been amazing supporters to me. My demo gets played over there. So I'm grateful. But that's one place I do want to go by the grace of God. That's on my list. And I'm going to go over there and I'm going to share my poetry. And I love the connection I've had with them since 2008, 2009. So, but my album first got played, well, my demo app first got played in 2010 up there. So that's a monumental time for me, especially for a place that I want to go to and travel to and possibly stay there. Shoot, I would love to have a flat there, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. Big shout out to Australia. Thank you for the support. Big shout out to, we got Botswana. We got Nigeria. Russia actually listened to the show as well. Well, we got a lot of people who are, we have people who listen from Chile. We got people listening from Brazil. And I'm just trying to go down that list of people that are listening. We also have Bahamas 242 in the building who are listening to the show. And if I miss your country, please, please, please do not. Please, please don't charge it to my heart, but I try to cover as many bases I've seen. Oh, Nigeria. There's so many different, I think I said Botswana, but like I said, so many different countries that are listening. So I just want to say thank you to everybody who's listening via web, all that. I got you. I appreciate you. I see you, and you deserve to get your flowers now. So with that being said, let's go ahead and slide into the next round of Lyrical Cypher. Let's get it.
I won't be around much longer. My time ain't long around here. The sun rose this morning and the birds sang with me. Although the grass is green, the day is sweet.
See, after last week, I was all excited about the preacher and the dope fiend. But releasing it publicly, it revealed something to me that I've never seen. It really made me think about all the things that I did in my past. I thought about all the dirt that I did and all the fix that they had. And what did I do? Yeah, y'all know, I used to sell drugs. But I got a little deeper in the game than that. I was more like a straight up thug. From city to city and from state to state, I was steady chasing that paper. And if I couldn't get it from selling drugs, I just pulled me a caper. See, it was all about my money. Nothing else, it didn't matter. Do whatever you want, dummy. as long as my pockets was getting fatter. I didn't care who you were or none of your responsibilities that you had. I took your wit, your food stamps, your cash, as long as you just sweetened up my bag. I didn't care if your lights were cut off or your rent was due or your food, no food in the refrigerator. I sold dope to a pregnant lady, and yo, she just had to worry about that later. And for years, that was my mentality, y'all, as I ran the entire East Coast. I was leading my own folks astray, but back home, that's where I did it the most. And that's where it hit me. I mean, it hit me very close to home. Somebody was doing the exact same thing that I was doing, but to me, that was wrong. See, you can't sell that stuff to my family. You must have lost your mind. And just like that, y'all, I quit. I left the game behind. So I thought. Well, social media is booming, y'all. Facebook hooking me up with all my old friends. So I sent them a letter in the inbox. I was like, yo, how have you been? They said, yo, Carlos, I'm just getting out of rehab, trying to regain custody of my kids. Another friend was like, I'm out on parole, man. I just did a 9-year bid. And I just found out that Pookie, the young boy that used to make all the runs for me, his mama said he got caught back in 2008. And he won't be coming home until 2023. Another young lady that I knew, back in the day, she was a real sexy lady. But she got hooked on drugs, y'all. Now she the mother of 3 crack babies. I can only imagine how many went to prison, and even worse, ended up in their graves. This is why I had to change the way that I was living. Look at the damage I did back in the days. Now, even though that I've changed, y'all, later, and I'm still seeing the effects, that's why God put me back in the game, and I got to see if I can clean up this mess. So if anybody need an ear, or maybe just some encouraging words, remember, this is not another story. This is the truth, not just something that I heard.
Hebrews 12:1. That was his response. Eyes kept in the corner like a Gordon Parks photograph and posed in the midst of his disdain was Carmen Jones. Not a tragic mulatto, but an example in his eyes of innocence lost. Hebrews 12:1. I listened to his scripted commentary watching Carmen. No Dorothy Dandridge, but still an actress waiting to be plucked from that corner like a card from the deck. But life had got good at playing hearts. Quit to cast this queen of spades out of his grasp and put responsibility on someone else. She knew her role. Wait for action. Look into car windows for a Belafonte or a Pfeiffer because they would try to put steel bracelets on her wrist and take her away from the only way she knew how to make a living. The only stated relationship she had was with the police. Her arms were like a producer's hard drive. They were full of tracks. Where was the reason, the logic? Her arrest record was a double album. She's sampling bedrooms and looping empty orgasms, filling back seats like Pro Tools. Cats just wanted the beat but no substance. No wonder they were one-hit wonders. Her pimp was like Jimmy Iovine. She fell under his spell the minute she entered his scope, making money off over-accented masculinity, shady dealings where the aftermath of her work was only 50 cents. I wondered why she lived this way. Dressed in a gray dress and charcoal boots like she was draped in a storm cloud. Lost her sunshine years ago when daddy's little girl became the object of his devilish desires. Ever since she ran away, she's only known blue uniforms and no blue skies. Carmen made that pilgrimage to that corner every day like Mount Sinai. Head up to the heavens asking for redemption. Returning with 10 $100 bills like commandments and the neighborhood watched it happen. No faith in her salvation. No wish for something more. I prayed for a trumpet sound, a voice loud as thunder to instruct her escape, that the next car she got into would be driven by Donnie McClurkin so this saint who fell down could get updated on the possibilities for her tomorrows. This old man sees a falling angel. I see a testimony waiting to be told, a miracle waiting to happen. I know that her breakthrough would be biblical, so I watch her like revival, and I know how she survives. Her back that familiar with bed springs, knows how to bounce back strong, stiff. She stands tall, regal. These idol watches could save you, Carmen. but they would rather assault your character. They would rather use that scripture to ignore the light of promise in your eyes. They are afraid of your burning bush, because that is where men climb to cry to God for release. I think that they have just forgotten their own sins. They need to go back and consult that good book again, because upon this mountain, I believe that God gave this world Carmen to remind it of its fallacy. Baby girl, you are worth more than the price of admission. A blockbuster is not your claim to fame. An Oscar is not your knight in shining armor. You should be awarded an academy instead of a jail cell or a halfway house. I wish that MGM stood for May God Move. I want to animate your prayers and show you how that dream works. I want to let you know that you are not what these critics think of you, that everything that you go through is so much more. It is about preparing you to be special. They only see snapshots of your life, but those pics are not the whole of you. They see a devil in the director's chair, but they don't understand the role that life has scripted for you. So Carmen, I want you to know that no matter what these critics think, these trials and tribulations won't last, and you should never be typecast, Carmen.
And you get another chance tomorrow. I don't hustle like that. I hustle like this. There's not a second left. You know that tomorrow I'm hustling like there's only one more second left of this hustle.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
I mean, don't take none of this personal, but
don't bother me, I'm working.
Nation.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, I let the label got ghosts, and they ain't even had time to boast, cause I've been, I ain't dropped a song in 3 weeks, they thinking Neil will witness sleep, but I'm in it still, like I'm not the LS no more, thinking I don't even kill it no more, nah homie, I'm just, don't mention me in your post, don't invite me to your party or your show, I can't make it because, yeah, I'm still in the G, but you don't really see me out much, but that's only cause I'm, they wanna talk about my work ethic, so I work at it and put that, and they turn around in my inbox looking for a verse and they say, yo, I see you, live, but I'ma hit you right back, like, I'ma hit you right back, matter of fact.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, put your hands together.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, well, I ain't finished. I ain't finished.
And I don't feature on a track with nobody, cause they treat the rap game as a hobby, man. They ain't really. They don't even reach out to your boy. They ain't thinking on rap anymore. That's cool, huh? Working on my day job till I get the dream job like G-Wood. Man, man. And I do it track for track. Matter of fact, back to back. Yo, church, jump. By the time I'm 25, no more 8 to 5. I'm a rap that stay alive. I'm a butt that. I'm trying to get the sponsorship. So when you see me in Adidas, man, you better believe that, duh. You wanna know why I shine? I tell you my secret is simple. The Lord, man, said, well, you ain't got time to waste. So if you ain't moving forward, it's a waste. Yes,
sir. Don't bother me, I'm working.
You hear that? I said,
don't bother me, I'm working.
I mean, don't take it personal in it all, but
don't bother me, I'm working.
I gotta get to work.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Let's rock, yo.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Work, yeah.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Working.
If you gonna get this money, you gonna have to go out and get it, man. Ain't nobody gonna give you.
I'm working.
God sent me here to inspire you.
Don't bother
you understand?
Me, I'm working.
The Black Salamander crawled from beneath the rock of propaganda and felt the reflection of the truth in the light of the moon. But he ignored because it was hotter to be cool and gather near the mainstream with the nocturnal fools. But one night his ears were caught by the wise owl that dropped jewels, perched on a branch with a single question. Are you beneath the surface? Followed by, what is your life's purpose? Where are you headed? When are you going to accept that life in the creek is worthless? And finally, how does it feel to be touched by something real? The salamander was wordless. And he continued on in the soil of ignorance, though he heard this, but the wise words sparked something new. Something taken for granted by many and understood by few. So the black salamander approached the wise owl one night in secret on his journey to the creek and said, what is this thing? This thing moving inside my head. The owl grinned and said, that is a thought. For you see, a thought sparked correctly might make you respect me, but if you don't respect yourself, then your perception is incorrect. So the salamander still hung in the nocturnal slum, but it wasn't as much fun because he now viewed it from a new perspective. Spent more time pondering, becoming more perceptive, realizing that the mainstream is actually a swamp and one's environment is reflective of personality. So the salamander spent more time with the wise owl and occasionally took a casual stroll down to the swamp. But instead of being wild like he once was, he was calm and reserved. Instead of partaking of the festivities, he chose to observe the actions and the words of his peers. The water moccasins slithered near. He said, it's been a while since I've seen you here. The salamander said, listen, Mr. Moccasin, I no longer mock your sin. So get thee behind me, return to your hell and swim with the murderers and whores, with their rumors and wars who refuse to put the lamb's blood on the post of their doors. The snake became angry yet riddled with fear, for the salamander's aura shined too bright to stand near. So the black salamander disappeared between the bushes and leaves, feeling free of conformity. He remained under his rock and was thought of abnormally. The next morning he crawled from beneath the rock of doctrine and inhaled his first breath of daylight oxygen. The sun of righteousness shining on him in complete truth. His slimy skin began to secrete a juice. His body stretched. He grew arms and legs. His tiny little head popped open and sprouted dreads. A full-grown black man naked from the swamp he fled until he came upon a garden. Beautiful, a place of splendor. A broken vessel fell to his knees, meeting his mender. The black salamander. Or should I say the black salam man, D-E-R. The black peaceful man destroying evil with righteousness. You see, the owl was the prophet. The swamp symbolizes the street. The snake symbolizes the many devils ever ready to sink in their teeth. The rock is a veil of ignorance that we've all hid beneath. And the black salamander is me.
Yeah, it feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her
China.
That's right. What we call her, what we call it. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo China, what up? Illusion, Queen of Poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable, you feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax, chill. Thank you for being here. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically in tune visionaries to express themselves to the earth. And hey, you never know. What you have to say might be exactly what someone needs to hear. I take time out to kind of share my gems, my jewels, a little laughter, some food for thought. But as I learn and I grow, I try to give it to you. And if you can do something with it, you know what I'm saying? If you can use it, use it. If you can't, toss it. I won't be offended. It's just what I'm learning as I go. And so today was actually one of those, it felt like a Freaky Friday, you know, in some forms or whatever, but it actually turned around. And so I've learned that no matter what comes your way, with free will, we have the ability to press reset. And I took the time out to press reset in the midst of the chaos that was going on around me. You know, it was one of those crazy days but pushed through it and made it. So, and the first things, first song came to my mind to flip it and press reset was by Mary Mary, Can't Give Up Now. So I played it today. It put me back in the zone, and it actually took, changed the whole atmosphere. And so I saw it and witnessed it with my own eyes, and I witnessed it within my own eyes within myself, and I was able to spread that to others, you know, which changed their atmospheres as well. So my jewel for today is, no matter what you're going through, don't give up. No matter how hard it seems, don't give up. One thing I've also learned, and I had to learn for myself, is that I know sometimes we're looking for comfortability. We're looking for a sure thing. We're looking for comfort. But I feel like we learn our best when it's uncomfortable. And I'm learning day by day to find comfort in the discomfort. It is not easy. I don't have an easy answer for the discomfort, but I feel like the discomfort is what we call faith. Because faith is the ability of, like, faith is the unknown. And the unknown can be scary, but keep walking in it. Even though you don't know, just keep going and keep feeling your way through it and keep trusting it's going to be okay, whatever it is. So that's my nugget for the day. I'm actually in the process of coming out with my next book, and that's actually a part of this process. You know, the next book I'm writing is called Under Construction, and I'm claiming it's going to be my album as well. So I'm looking forward to me being under construction, because I know that I am, you know. But hopefully you know, at this time in our lives, I feel like, in my personal opinion, I feel like we're all under construction, because we're actually going through a process of things that we probably never thought we would be going through, you know, but it's happening. And life is happening whether we like it or not. So, with that being said, that's my nugget, and I want to go ahead and open the open mic line for anybody who feels free to want to do a shout-out, want to share something, just want to speak. Feel free to do so. Don't be shy. I'm always going to give people their flowers. So I got David online. What's up, David? I don't know if you can hear me.
Hello, Ms. Turner. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. Good to have you on the line. Hope you're enjoying the show.
Yeah, man, I am definitely enjoying the show. I had dozed off and went to sleep because it was, like, on my mind to be up here at 9 o'clock. But anyway, you know, I'm glad I got, you know, to get in what I was able to get in. And, you know, thus far, so good. You're doing a wonderful job, and the other people that's on the show, y'all continue doing what you're doing. My name is Chiba Brown, the baddest man in town, and I'm live, and I'm here. Thanks for letting me share.
Let's get it. Come on, Chiba Brown in the building. All right. So with that being said, we had David on the line, and big shout out to everybody who's listening via web. I do appreciate you. I see your stats after the fact, but I just want you to know you're not after the fact to me. Support means everything to me. So I value your support. I value the time that you put out just to rock out with me. So we're about to go ahead and slide into the next round of the Lyrical Cypher, and I hope you guys enjoy. Let's get it.
So this how we vibe in the night, huh? Okay. I can dig that. Just me and you tonight. Okay.
Don't move.
I ain't gonna move.
Stay right there. Right there. I just wanna look at you. I just wanna look at you. The very essence of your structure. Your silhouette.
Yeah.
Simulates the hairs that stand erect on the back of my neck. I'm at a loss for words.
Do you like that?
I don't know where to begin. Pondering whether this is a crush, maybe lust.
You know that.
If this is just a dream, don't wake me. Let me lie here asleep, trapped in his matrix. As the conversation unfolds, our words so dance to the sounds of our rhythm. French kissing our thoughts. Saturated with every sentence form.
You know how we do.
My arms began to brag about how he felt. Temptation playing Russian roulette with our emotions. Begging them to stop. Closing our eyes.
Closing them.
Slowly.
Yeah.
Backing away. Until the next time we speak.
I feel like.
Baby, I see you working hard, wanna let you know I'm proud, let you know that I admire what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you, my life would be purposeless without you. If I wanted, when I asked you, you inspire me to be better, challenge me for the better. If you can let me pour all my love letter, let me help you. Take off your shoes, untie your shoestrings, take off your cufflinks. You wanna eat food, let me feed you. Let me run your bath water, whatever you desire. I'll fly up, see you soon. Turn the game on, I'll brush your hair, put your durag on. Want a foot rub, want a manicure. Baby, I'm yours, I wanna cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you. Take the stress away from you, making sure that I'm doing my part. Boy, is there something you need to do? If you want it, say the word. I know whatever I'm not fulfilling, another woman is willing. I'm gonna fulfill you, my body and spirit. I promise ya, I keep myself up, remain the same chick you fell in love with. I keep the tie to keep my figure right. I'll keep my hair fixed. The hottest outfit. When you come home, they tell me on my shoulder, I roll over. Baby, I heard you, I'm here to serve you. Love you need, give it is my joy. All I wanna do is cater to you, boy.
Regrets about circumstances and situations that you yourself create. Because whatever situation you in right now, whether you want to believe it or not, you made it. Petty decisions are often over-contemplated. Thoughts like, I wonder if she loves me, or I wonder if he'll be true. Wasting valuable time trying to get to know someone else when what you need to do is get to know you. Relationships supported by superficial foundations that are guaranteed not to work. Obsessed with the desire to make a change in others, but not willing to make a change in yourself first. Over
receptive to obvious lies while looking straight into deceptive eyes. Thinking outside your natural state of mind just to pacify a nagging lifelong ache. Deficiencies in the feelings of self-worth and self-love create delusions, making the crooked appear straight. But like they say, whoever they is, all is fair in the game of love. I heard somewhere that the name of the game was to play or get played on. And if you're really paying attention to what's going on out here today, the name of that game might not be so wrong. You saw the truth when it was shown, but you decided not to look. You were probably preoccupied with those artificial good looks or those potential transactions from wallet to pocketbook and from pocketbook to wallet. The truth is often discarded by the way the relationship started. As it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the end. What was once natural for procreation has fallen to a pointless, dehumanizing, life-risking sin. In the minds of men, lust is mistaken for love. And guilt-induced paranoia changes that phony hug into an angry shove. And an angry shove into a violent push. And that violent push into an ugly situation. Now you're afraid to look. Giving all of you only to be unappreciated while neglecting your own self. And you asking me if I can believe that you were taken advantage of and abused. You asking me if I can believe that you were taken advantage of and abused. Yeah, I can believe it. Abandoning lifelong dreams and aspirations, then feeling that it's too late when the truth is finally discovered. What kind of love makes one lay down their own life just to cater to or assume the life of another? My sisters, my brothers, and others, we must pull back the covers and blind us from our eyes and realize that just like oppressed roots will continue to grow, the seeds and offspring will continue to be traumatized. So many lives are destroyed and ruined because people simply don't know what they're doing. Being disrespectful yet wanting respect. Having the audacity to ridicule other people's ways and you ain't even got your own ways in check. Expecting everything but never willing to give. The masquerade is an indicator of how they truly live. The masquerade is an indicator of how they truly live. Deceptive from the start just to satisfy a carnal desire, but a seed has been planted, so the stakes just got higher. So many fights, so many wars, childish name calling to even the score. Are you dreaming of a life where there's peace within? Well, here's a solution. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Now that's definitely a solution. That's definitely a solution. A solution.
What's up, everybody? I hope you guys have enjoyed the show thus far. I want to get ready to close out with the show. I hope you guys were able to listen to something that touched your soul, inspired you in some way, drove you to tap into a better version of yourself. I was just listening to one of my homeboys, my brother from another mother, and I just got to play this, you know, because I was listening to it. I was like, wow. But he talks about gratifying delays, ill will. I just got to, like, put him out there. But about gratifying delays, I'd rather him say it than I say it. But I just, that thing just moved me. So I hope you guys can hear it, but I got to play this real quick. It's too low right now, but it's okay.
I learned not to take it all, but to leave it on simmer. You see, you speaking to the chef. Better yet, it's the baker. You either are the taster or coin is the creator. I gratify delays, because 95 has a few. With a mustard seed of faith, moving mountains without the dew. Look at you. See, back home, they waiting for me to blow. But I've been cooking long enough to step away from the stove. I'm no longer in competition. I don't care for a winner. I learned not to take it off, but to leave it on simmer. You see, you speaking to the chef. Better yet, it's the baker. You either are the taster or coin is the creator. I gratify delays because 95 has a few. With a mustard seed of faith, moving mountains without the dew. Look at you.
All right. So I just had to share that real quick. I felt like that is the best way to end the show. And I just want to give a big shout out to Ill Will. That's my little brother from another mother with the same father, G-O-D. God in hand, most definitely, as our father. And I love the fact that as a rapper, he showed, he about his father's business. He can rap about any style of art, whatever. But I love the fact that he pays homage to God, and I think it's beautiful. So with that being said, I hope you guys be blessed. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful night, because it is nighttime. Keep pushing, keep praying, keep dreaming, keep believing, keep being the best you know how to be. Stay focused on being a better version of you. And no, none of us are perfect. Do the best you can with what you got and enjoy life to the fullest. You know? All right. Y'all be blessed, and I'll see you guys next Tuesday.